to a What's Up Welland that brings back dear friends from Niagara Nutrition Partners and introduces a student's perspective on how meaningful it is to be a nutrition program volunteer. In the midst of Volunteer Appreciation Week, Jessica Stevenson and Megan Riley are sure to update us on what's new with NNP and making her podcast debut to celebrate the significance of volunteerism is Ada Mounsey. So let's get to it. Welcome to a What's Up Welland that sees us returning to a conversation with our dear friends, Niagara Nutrition Partners. And joining the show today, returning to the show today, are Jessica Stevenson, Program Manager, Megan Riley, Community Development Worker, and for the first time on What's Up Welland, on any podcast, is Ada Mounsey, a student who is involved with this program. Ladies, thank you so much for coming to chat with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thanks.
Exciting. So, it was about the fall that you were last on the show. What has happened? What is new with Niagara Nutrition Partners since we last spoke?
Well, as many of you may have heard in the media, the federal government announced their commitment to a national school food program. This is really exciting because for years, advocates across Canada, including many of us locally here in Niagara, have been speaking about the equitable health and education outcomes that school food programs provide. So until now, Canada was the only G7 country that actually failed to have a framework in place for a national school food program. The Liberal government adding $1 billion spread amongst existing programs for the next 5 years fulfills a prior 2021 campaign promise, and we're extremely hopeful and excited that they've taken the steps to make good on this. We don't know the details just yet. We're waiting for the April 16th federal budget to see if it includes a rollout plan. The part that is clear, though, is that these funds will support and strengthen already existing provincial and territorial programs. And the funding will enable us to further our reach and help that many more students. Quite frankly, we're in the middle of an affordability crisis. So the federal help will put us in a better position to purchase the quality foods that kids deserve and in turn provide relief and peace of mind to families that are left making really difficult decisions between groceries and rent. It's important to understand, though, that the announcement doesn't mean that Canadian school food programs are now fully government funded. This is still a cost sharing model that includes the feds, the province, and our municipalities and communities at large. So although we're on standby until April 16th, we're celebrating this historic announcement, the power of advocacy, collective movements, and voices uniting for the common good.
So as you just said, this is already existing programs. And we are in April. It is more than midway through the school year. On that level of already existing, what has this year looked like for NNP? What are new programs, new schools? Just what's that year at a glimpse right now as we're facing down the end of the year, but not quite there yet?
So this year we've been kind of operating status quo. So everyone's doing well. No one's having to reduce their programming or shut down like similar to what we had last year. But we still have about 10 schools on a waiting list across the region. We have been able to bring on one good news story, which is in Niagara Falls. I've been able to take one school off of a waiting list, and that's because of a community partnership. So we had the Stamford United Church come forward after seeing Jessica in the news. And they wanted to support us in a meaningful way. So we're still looking at these community partnerships as the most meaningful for us. So they were able to support us in bringing one school locally off of the waiting list, and that's Orchard Park in Niagara Falls. And they were able to start small with just a snack program. I know that particular school, like many, have a big supportive community. So I know they'll be able to bring parents on in September to do some more volunteering to have a more robust program. But we're really lucky to have some of these, community organizations come forward to support us in getting these schools off their wait lists.
Well, Megan, you just said three of my favorite words, supportive community and volunteering. Mm-hmm. And this is such an opportune time to have you on our show because this is Volunteer Appreciation Week. This year's theme, Every Moment Matters, feels very fitting because this moment of the announcement of a national school food program is fantastic. If we are leaning into that that idea of supportive community and volunteering, how important is volunteering for Niagara Nutrition Partners?
So what I will say is these programs are about more than filling hungry bellies. It's about equity, creating more inclusive learning environments, and building a society where we truly take care of each other. So when we invest in our children, we invest in the future, and it truly takes a village to do it. 1,000+ volunteers, comprised of education staff, students, parents, and community partners alike, work the front lines to order, prep, cook, serve, clean up, and prepare budget reports for Niagara Nutrition Partners. It's important to mention that all 4 school boards participate, which truly does make it a community effort. So to create some sort of sustainability, though, our small staff contingent of 6 stomps the pavement daily to provide schools with volunteer training, safe food handling, resources, nutrition guidelines, menu help, and we help suggest fundraising opportunities to support programs at the school level. But really impressive is that many of our programs are student-run, providing life skills and a sense of purpose and belonging within the school community. So often built into everyday curriculum, they coupon clip, shop, and do the budgeting. And in 2022, the Ontario Science curriculum added food literacy. So our programs complement this in a really tangible and practical way. Something as seemingly small as a healthy breakfast has a super big impact on student success. And I'm sure Megan and Ada will have wonderful examples to share about this after. But I can say that it's truly heartwarming to watch students wheel food through the hallways, receive high fives from their peers, thank you messages from teachers, and just having interactions that they may not normally have had they not been given this opportunity. So I say it all the time. These programs are just, there's so much more than just filling stomachs. They foster feelings of self-worth, belonging, and mentorship opportunities.
So for NNP's presence in schools, how do students get that sense of empowerment? How do they get that invitation to participate? What does that look like? And this is open to whoever jumps on that question.
So I know as a CDW and chit-chatting with, school staff and coordinators, it's different for every school. So some will, as Jess mentioned, utilize students specifically because they have an IEP. So those students, the staff will know that the students will benefit specifically within the program. So getting up, moving around, helping with food orders, helping unbox their deliveries, helping to deliver food based on various skill requirements. Others, in the case, for example, at Ada's school, they actually put a call out to the students, and students who want to, for example, apply or sign up will do it, and they'll do it absolutely by choice. How did you do it, Ada?
So at the start of the year, there was the teacher that runs Breakfast Club, she put on the announcements that it was open to start signing up and joining. So everybody came and they signed up, and then that next week in the mornings, everyone would come at 7:30 to help out with the Breakfast Club. There was teachers there that did it, and there was kids that had done it the last year, and there was teachers there, and they helped us, the ones that were new, they helped us. Like, they showed us what to do, they showed us how to do it, and it was really easy. It wasn't like you can only join if you have experience. You can only join if you're a certain age or something like that, because it was open to grade 6s, 7s, and 8s, and it was really open, especially because we do need the volunteers. It's really important to have them because we couldn't really do it without them. There's not enough people that have that time and energy in the mornings to do that. And the people that do, it's really important that they come and they show up and they're there. And the teachers and the kids and the people, the Niagara Nutrition Partners, they're all really grateful that the volunteers and the teachers are helping the way that they are.
Absolutely. We are incredibly grateful for the volunteers because, as Ada said, some schools don't have enough parent volunteers. Some don't have any parent volunteers, and the reliance on students to kind of jump in and take on some of the roles that maybe a parent volunteer would do, it makes a huge difference for the schools, and it makes it so the schools can actually operate more of a sit-down breakfast club a bigger bin delivered program because these kids come in and they help. They make a difference.
Ada, what was that? So hearing the announcement, what was it that inspired you to jump in?
Well, I just figured, because I had friends that had done it in previous years and I had never done it before, but hearing what they actually do in Breakfast Club, and other than it being a program that helps the younger kids and it helps kids in the school, eat in the mornings, it also was beneficial to the older kids that were actually volunteering, because it is really good experience for jobs. You help do food prep, you help cooperate and collaborate with the other kids that are doing it with you, you do dishes, you, it's a lot of, like, I don't know if you would call it customer service, because they're not really customers, they're kids at your school, but there's a lot of kids that don't really, they're too young to communicate what they want, and you have to help them, and there's, through being frustrated with the kids sometimes, you help them, and that's, I think, a good life skill to learn. For jobs and stuff, especially because a lot of the kids doing it are grade 7s and 8s and will be getting jobs soon, and that's really helpful to be a skill that you can learn.
Ada, this is 100% customer service, because interacting with other people, understanding what their needs are, whether they're speaking them or not, and just being able to meet them where they are, 100% customer service. And just, my goodness, the work you and your other volunteers are doing with your peers, older, younger, that is amazing. And the life skills you are taking out of this, I don't even know if you realize yet what these life skills are going to set you up for. But 100% customer service. This is fantastic to get the perspective of someone who, again, older, younger, is interacting with people and providing such an essential part of how their day is going to be successful, and they feel good. They have the energy to succeed through the day. That's amazing. Do you have a favorite story or a favorite experience from the time that you have been one of the NNP student volunteers?
Well, every day that you're doing it, it's nice because, well, you're going there and you're helping people and you're communicating, and you're just, the people there are also really nice. Same with the teachers. But a specific memory is, so we serve apples to the kids, right? And there's a lot of them. And so one day at break, Madame, the teacher that is in charge of the breakfast club, it's her classroom, the kitchen, which is really big, that's in her classroom. She called members of Breakfast Club or anybody that really wanted to help, she called them down to her classroom to make applesauce. And we peeled the apples, we cut them up really small, we put them in this crock pot with like cinnamon to make it taste good. And we waited, and the next day at Breakfast Club, we served it to the kids. And it was a really fun experience because I had never done that before. I'd never made applesauce. And also, I think a lot of the kids, they like applesauce. Like, they have it in their lunches and stuff. And the kids that don't, it was also nice for them because they, you know, all the other kids in their classes, they have that stuff. But some kids, they can't afford to have the same stuff in their lunches as the other kids can. So it was nice that we served that for them, and I think a lot of the kids, they did like it. And it was fresh apples and it was really healthy. Because we get them like farm fresh. And it was just a fun experience for the volunteers helping with that. And also it was just nice for the kids to be able to have that.
For Megan or Jessica, that one experience, I bet you could write a book off of the experiences you are aware of. And I wonder how many experiences you're not aware of that go on at that school level that are so organic and meaningful to the students. I couldn't help but think of the word universality, which I know is a huge word and a huge motivator in how you approach your programs. And what Ada was saying is to not every student is going to get the applesauce until it is provided. How does that theme of universality really motivate everything that Niagara Nutrition Partners does?
Oh, it's the motivating factor. So, I mean, first and foremost, we do not ever want to have a child feel identified or singled out or stigmatized for not having something in their lunch, for not having breakfast in the morning, for not having anything, right? So our programs are executed in a way that, as Ada described, is open to every student, not only every student to come and eat, but as we are seeing with Ada and many schools, and we have so many examples of schools who utilize students in this way, it's open to so many students to help and assist in the programs. So student volunteers create even more of an inclusive environment, right? Because they're encouraging their peers to come and eat. They're normalizing food at the school level. They're encouraging their peers to later on help and become a volunteer themselves. And, you know, we know from experience, from being a child ourselves, from having children, from working with children, we know that if a child feels singled out, if they feel different from their peers, they're going to choose hunger all the time, every time, over eating. And that could be they might have something in their lunch that they don't really like. I'm sure Ada can speak to that sort of thing where their friends are going, ew, what's that? So they put it away and they don't want to eat it. To, you know, receiving kind of a handout or charity at school, they're going to potentially feel embarrassed and want to put a little bit of a wall up and not eat. So when we include kids and students in serving and executing a program and we allow it to be open for all the kids at the school, everybody just feels like this is a normal part of the day. For somebody like Ada, it's an extracurricular. She gets to learn something new. For the kids who are attending the program, they get to go, they get to eat, and they get to talk to a grade eight. They get to talk to somebody who's older. That's cool, right? So it's just beneficial for everybody.
Between the layers of nutrition, the layers of socialization, the layers of learning life skills, my goodness, what a lovely conversation this has been.
My heart is exploding right now, actually, because there's just so many pieces. And I always say this, it's so much bigger than breakfast. It's amazing that we're able to fill stomachs and feed kids and no one's going to school hungry. That is amazing. But there's so many other facets to it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're creating healthy learning habits that are going to last a lifetime. We're making families better because these kids are going to bring these skills and these ideas home with them and share them with their families and their communities at large. It's just so inspiring to hear Ada this morning and to hear what's actually happening on the front lines. It just makes everything that we do worth it, 100%.
Absolutely.
And that is how we end, because I can't think of a better way to wind down such a fantastic conversation except to say thank you, Ada, thank you, Megan, thank you, Jessica, for bringing the stories, the insights, the warmth, the awareness of what Niagara Nutrition Partners does, celebrating the volunteers that you have, inspiring other volunteers. Thank you all so much for today's conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
A great conversation is guaranteed when Niagara Nutrition Partners visits the show, and today absolutely kept that trend going. Thank you, Jessica, Megan, and especially Ada, for sharing insights, updates, stories, and special recognition of NNP's committed volunteers. And not just during Volunteer Appreciation Week, let's celebrate those committed volunteers across communities who really do make every moment matter. Thank you for taking in this episode. Join us for the next one, and be sure to visit past ones at engagewelland.ca/podcast.